Guest Tony Rock Hill. Turn me up some. And home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Wake up. We're Power 98.
Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And 6:04, 4 minutes out to 6 o'clock, and it is time for hashtag Larry Mad. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. So hit the follow button on the hashtag and hit the follow button on my Instagram page at I am No Limit Larry. Today's Larry Mad is being brought to you by Erykah Badu, Goody Mob. You know they're coming to town Friday, October the 4th at the Bojangles Coliseum along with CeeLo Green. So it's Erykah Badu, Goody Mob, and CeeLo Green coming to town Friday, October the 4th. More details at power98fm.com. All right. Today, Larry is mad at your president, Donald Trump, a.k.a. Captain Orange, and his son. So I'm mad at president and son. So Donald and Eric Trump, I'm mad at both of y'all this morning. And I usually don't get into politics, but this one right here, when I actually sat down and watched it and read the tweets about what he had to say to these women, what he had to say to these minority women about if you don't like it here, then go back to your country. Go back. This is what that is their narrative. Go back. Trump saying it, now his son saying it. Go back. Let me enlighten y'all. This ain't y'all damn country neither. We all came over here. We all came over here to the great country of America. Y'all from Europe, Great Britain. This ain't y'all country neither. This not y'all country. This country, when we got here, the Native Americans was already here. They was already here. So I don't need know why y'all keep... Y'all go back to y'all country. How about that? How about y'all go back to the country where y'all supposed to be in? Because this country right here, we all was brought here some type of way or another. So for y'all, and for you to he really just blatantly disrespected those women and definitely trying to raise some... raise some divisiveness towards those women, and I really didn't like it. So, Donald Trump, Eric Trump, I'm mad at both of y'all this morning. Y'all go back to the orange planet y'all from. How about that? I ain't got nothing else to say. I'm done with both of them. But hashtag Larry Mad. Hit the hashtag. See what else I've been mad about. And of course, you know what? Hashtag MH Great Debate is up next. It's that Chris Brown, Drake, No God, and Charlotte's Plug is Power 98. Yep, you know who that is right there. It's your boy Chris Brown. You know who on that with him. That's Drake. No guidance. And we're going to give you some guidance right now. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We're going to guide you to the you know what time it is.
It's time for that Madhouse Great Debate, which is being brought to you by $2 Fridays. Each and every Friday, it goes down at the White House. No Limit Larry, DJ Butterfingers. We broadcast live from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. And it's only $2 to get up in that jant. Go to power98fm.com for more details.
Why you got to say jant?
Using the hashtag MH Great Debate, today we want to know... What's your favorite song from The Lion King? And we got snippets.
You ready?
Yes, Larry. I'm so excited. Everybody know this.
They say
Topanga. That's Can You Feel the Love Tonight. That's Can You Feel the Love Tonight. I mean, Circle of Life. That's Circle of Life.
So get it right, Burpa. So the first
this
one.
Is, the first one is Circle of Life.
Okay.
This one is Can You Feel the Love Tonight.
They got some songs in this movie.
What's the next one, Larry? I'm so excited.
They got some songs in this movie.
I'm gonna be a mighty king. Enemies beware.
Well, I've never seen
remember this sound like something you'd have sung when you were a teenager.
Such little hair.
I love it, Felter. And what's the name of that one?
That is, oh, I just can't wait to be king.
Yeah. Okay. It sound like your song you wrote to Michael Jackson.
Shut up, Larry. Play the next song.
Okay, yeah, I will.
Oh, this is mine right here, baby. No cares,
ain't no worries, baby.
It needs no worries for the rest of your days. It's our problem-free.
Hakuna Matata.
Oh,
and last but not least.
Oh, my bad.
I know it sounds sordid.
All the bad guys out here.
Rewarded, but at last I am given my dues. And injustice deliciously square.
Be prepared. This movie was so diverse. You had a
it was.
English sounding lion in Africa. What shark? What did you just say?
Yeah, shark. We discussed that earlier.
Yeah, shark
has never seen Lion King.
Yeah, shark.
So you best not step your butt in the movie theater to see it until you see the original.
You have to see the original.
You have
before
to see the original first.
You have to.
I don't have time. I got 6 o'clock tickets on South Boulevard tonight.
You better
he made me so sick. He made
now.
Me so sick.
We got break. Matter of fact, pull it up on your computer.
Yeah,
watch it.
You
in
watch it while in the madhouse this morning.
Yeah. There it is.
Oh, I just can't wait to
meet
King.
Okay, shut up, Burpee. Okay. How do we vote, Miss Jessica?
Are you telling yours, Burpee?
That's my favorite.
That yeah, what's yours?
Okay.
And mine was I Can't Wait to Be King also.
Okay, mine is Hakuna Matata.
Okay. Head on over to our Instagram pages. The poll is up at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am Nola Millary, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
227-8780, what is the best song on the original Lion King soundtrack?
We want to hear
the latest news and celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
And find out more about the artists we play on the way.
This is Lil Uzi Vert.
It's on there. We in the building.
It's all available at power98fm.com.
At this very moment, thousands of people are listening to this commercial about how there's a local Geico agent in your area. What if we all hummed together? Would our massive hum make the local news? Or simply creep out the drivers who aren't in on it? Both worthy goals in my book. 1, 2, 3. Hum. Call or visit your local Geico agent today.
All right, if you're a gamer, you know the world of gaming is full of amazing gear. Portable cannons, flying tanks, whoa, like that one, mythic artifacts. But the most advanced tool in gaming today isn't even in the game. It's right in your hand. Mountain Dew Amp Game Fuel. Mountain Dew Amp Game Fuel is purpose-built for gaming, created with pro gamers for gamers. What does that mean? It means it's formulated with ingredients that have been shown to improve accuracy, whoa, and alertness. And Mountain Dew Amp Game Fuel tastes great, too. Mountain Dew Amp Game Fuel even comes in a special can with a uniquely textured grip, so it's easy to refuel between respawns, the ones you're furiously trying to avoid. Hey, there we go. So next time you log online, gear up. Get the drink designed for gaming. Mountain Dew Amp Game Fuel. Victory in a can.
Unleash a refreshing citrus.
I'm cleaning it. Now I'm finna leaning it. Everybody clean.
My name DJ Shark. I ain't clean.
You leave DJ Shark alone.
Shark, you all right, baby?
Yeah, baby.
You had a rough night? You okay?
I'm hustling. I've been hustling for so long that I left my clothes at home. No, I didn't change.
No. Madhouse Nation.
Oh, we about to, oh, y'all, you remember you picked up my suit? Payback is up.
Oh, no.
Everybody had. Oh, Shark was one of the top people picking at my suit when I had my suit on when I went to go do the graduation speech. Well, Shark forgot to change clothes in the madhouse.
No. Not only did he forget to change clothes, he forgot to change clothes from yesterday.
He got on the same clothes from yesterday, walked in here, didn't think that we were going to pick up on him.
Say, why? Why?
What y'all say?
Shark is dressed like yesterday. Why? Why? Do he have on the same clothes?
You all have got. Please go to my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica.
And mine too.
Oh my goodness!
It's on my Instagram
got
page.
Got to see this.
Shark. Yeah, it be like that sometime, man.
Why?
What'd you say you about to go to the bathroom and wash up with?
A paper towel.
No. Larry gave the temperature this morning. And Shark talking about, ooh, I need to go home. It's going to be hot.
Shark looked like he woke up, just put some water in his mouth, went like this.
Sometimes,
Same clothes, go home.
Sometimes you have nights like that.
No, you don't. Where's your hoe bag, Shark?
Everybody got a hoe bag.
You can at least change your shirt, made it look different.
You can at least change your shirt.
I can definitely get away with wearing the same pants.
Yeah, I think you got to have a t-shirt or something in the car. Every man got a t-shirt in the trunk.
You smell me.
Why?
All right, man, House Nation, let me get it back to you.
A change gonna come.
Shark ain't clean.
Whoa, Shark in this. Now he about to show the lean in this.
I ain't even changed my shirt in this. Boom.
All right, man. We got to do crazy news.
Woo! That ain't crazy news.
That's crazy. All right, man. Your crazy news is being brought to you today by Planet Fitness. We're broadcasting live from our Planet Fitness studios. Judgment Free Zone. I'm a damn.
Well, no, we judging it.
Even gyms got showers in it.
Planet Fitness. Every Planet Fitness got a shower in it.
We'll get him a 598 shirt from the back.
Nah, we're going to get him a Planet Fitness membership.
Bert, what you got, Bert?
Hey, listen, man. The Tennessee Police Department has issued a warning to the residents of Tennessee. They said if you flush drugs down the toilet, you could be creating meth gators.
Not meth gators. First of all, I didn't even know they had gators in Tennessee.
I didn't know either. Mm. But they said you could be creating meth gators, a super reptile.
Wow.
Heroes in a half shell, turtle power.
Is that what the Ninja Turtles were?
They probably were meth turtles. They were meth turtles.
I don't know. It was green ooze. So I don't know what they was. What's green? I don't know what green stuff is. Mm. But they say ducks, geese, and other fowl frequent their treatment ponds. And they flood whenever houses get raided and people flush the drugs down the toilet. They could be creating.
Madhouse Nation, y'all know I am terrified of animals. Please stop. I am begging you. Stop creating these super creatures.
What would we have in Charlotte? Because we don't have gators. We have dogs, though. They create meth pit bulls.
We would have random, like a
raccoon.
A meth possum.
That's what that was in your backyard. Meth raccoon.
I am pleading with you all. Please stop putting your meth down the drain. Please stop, y'all.
Stop flushing your meth.
If you love me, you would stop doing this. Stop.
Listen,
please, I'm
police,
y'all.
It's a real simple solution. Follow all the people who ain't got no teeth in their mouth. That's where all the meth is. You can get it and stop them from flushing it down the toilet.
You know what? I'm done with y'all.
Recycle your meth. Look. Like, come on now. Be good citizens. So look, here, quick question.
Recycle, reduce, reuse.
Yeah, exactly. Come on now. Cut it out. Stop flushing stuff. Here's the question for Madhouse Nation. Uh-huh. Have you ever given your animal, your pet, drugs?
And what
was the effect?
Well,
hilarious.
I didn't really have any pets. Well, I have had pets. Well, but
what do you mean you haven't had pets?
Just had Jeffrey.
But Jeffrey, yeah. that was whatever. I haven't done it, but I know some friends who have done it. Like, I've seen them get a dog weed. I've seen them get a dog Hennessy, Patron, and tequila.
And what did the dog start doing something?
Well, when they gave the dog weed, he just kind of like laid down, was just like kind of like. When they gave him liquor, though, he was just like spinning around in the circle.
Spinning in a circle?
Yeah, he kept like chasing his own tail.
My homeboy gave his dog some Benadryl one time.
Benadryl?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. He was high. The dude was. And he gave his dog some Benadryl, put it in the bowl. And he drank it up, too.
Oh, yeah, they go, whatever you put in there, they go drink.
And I don't know if he had a reaction or what, but he kept, you know how dogs kept, they blow, like, through their nose. Uh-huh. Like, the way they sneeze. He kept doing that for, like, 2 hours. The dog was just walking around like,
I'm done with you.
What's wrong with this?
I am done with you and
I'm
your
dead
friend.
Serious.
570 WPEG Madhouse Nation. Please let us know. Have you ever given your pet drugs and what was the effect? And please stop putting your meth down the drain.
Somebody just
wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with no.
It's that LMA. It's that Meek Mill. Salute to Meek Mill, man. He posted his luggage full of money the other day and said he posted it as an inspiration that he wants you to be inspired. So shout out to Meek Mill. Do posts like that inspire y'all? Y'all see like people getting to the money. Does that inspire you? I'm just asking because that's what he said. He was posting it for an inspiration. It don't inspire you, y'all?
No.
Jessica. I can see someone who wants to follow in Meek Mill's footsteps to being inspired by that.
Okay.
To be an inspiration?
I'm not exactly inspired to be a rapper like Meek Mill or whatever. Yeah, I don't not to say that I don't like him. If I were to see someone like Oprah Winfrey posting it, it might inspire
like
me.
Like a bag full of money?
Yeah.
He okay. might make me want to be a philanthropist.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I like what Meek Mill is doing. You know,
but I don't have bars.
I think it's inspirational to someone.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, man, it's time to get Burbage thoughts.
Sometimes I have them thoughts.
Larry, you know today is one of my favorite days of the week. Hit my hotkey. Shut your dumb ass up. On the list today, first person. I'm going right off the gate, Larry. Dwight Howard, shut your dumb ass up. He did an interview saying, I'm not gay. I didn't know that the person I was messing with was the way that they were. It was a transgender person. And hey, you know, I don't judge nobody, Larry. I don't judge nobody. But I do know when I climb a tree, I feel the damn branches. I do know that. Hey, Dwight Howard, shut your dumb ass up. Hell, if he paid this much attention to staying healthy, you'd have NBA teams wanting you, not just T-girls. That's
oh, damn.
Shut your dumb ass up. Next on the list. All these dudes out here saying it's a hot boy summer and they are city boys. Shut your dumb ass up.
Only
shut
time
your dumb ass up. You should mention hot boys is when you're talking about Wayne, Turk, BG, and Juvie. All the dudes yelling hot boy summer. Shut your dumb ass up. And on this list, it seems like this man is on the list every week. Donald J. Trump. He told the four congresswomen, why don't you go back to your country and deal with the violence and blah, 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 all the
shut
stuff
your
that he
dumb
said
up.
About them, those racist tweets. And you know what? I'm speaking up for those four women because, first of all, three of them were born here in the United States, stupid. Something your wife didn't do. Hey,
shut
Donald
your
Trump.
Dumb up.
With your permanent
shut your dumb
duck lip
up.
IG
shut
pose
your
face
dumb
ass
up.
I can't stand
shut
Donald
your
Trump
dumb
he's
up.
Sherbert
shut
colored
your dumb
I can't
up.
Stand that Sherbert
shut
colored
dumb
bastard. Can I say bastard on air? I don't know, but I
shut
just
your
did
dumb
I can't say he get on my nerves.
Shut your
I'm
dumb
sick of it, Larry. They be letting him say
shut
whatever he
dumb
want
up.
And then we not supposed
shut
to say what
dumb
he want
up.
We want
shut
the
your dumb
pet ice cream color looking face.
Shut your dumb
up. He get on my nerves.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Okay. All right.
Did you get it out?
I think I got all of it out, man.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Okay, one more.
That was it.
I hate you, Donald Trump.
And those were Burbage thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
Ella May, boy, she about to hit you with that shot clock. Charlotte's plug is Power 98. Please follow instructions on the phone line when you call Power 98. Slowly with Larry in the Morning Madhouse. 7:07, 7 minutes out to 7 o'clock. It's that cowboy envy me. And, of course, today, high is going to be right in the 94. 76 degrees on you at the house right now with sunshine. And it's time to let you shine. Somebody's doing something good in your life. You did something good in somebody's life. Your kid's doing well. Your mama doing well. And, of course, shout out to your daddy.
Let it shine.
Get your shine on. You know we gon' make
backstage.
PageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Time to let them shine. Good morning. Who is this shining on the line?
All right. I just want to let myself and my classmates shine this morning because we have finished our aesthetics program and we will be graduating on next Saturday.
Lord. What program is that? What school y'all at?
We're at Aveda in Charlotte.
Oh, downstairs from us?
Yeah.
Oh, well, congratulations to y'all.
What's your name?
Thank you. See you.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting the light shine on?
Yes, sir. I want to let the UNNOC shine, man. They did a great job up there in Shelby last night. And also, I want to get let shine this morning as that kid right there at the desk, that there No Limit Larry dude, all up in there doing that karaoke, man. I tell you, boy, I tell you, I couldn't help it, boy. So we're going to let them shine this morning on Power 98.
Woo, that karaoke was a struggle.
A little bit later, the morning madhouse, and shout out to Wings Etc. or Wings ETC down in Shelltown. Went in there last night. We didn't know it was karaoke night, but if you want to see the struggle karaoke, you can go to my Facebook page and check it out. Yeah,
definitely.
I should have did a rap song.
You probably should have done a rap.
Yeah, I should have did a rap song. I did Jodeci Forever My Lady. Mm. Yeah, I should have did a rap song.
That requires the ability to sing and have it.
Whatever, Burpee. You can...
I want to send a shout out. I want to shine the light on the young lady that just called up here. Her name is Madison. She's riding around with her dad, her daddy. No, so shout out to Miss Madison, 7 years old. Hey, girl.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
And I also want to send shine the light on all of the kids over at Achievements Unlimited, that basketball camp that's going on. The Madhouse went over there. We spoke to those kids yesterday, and I want to send a special shout out to Jordan Stevenson. She was one of the young ladies that asked one of the questions yesterday, and her mother hit me up and said that she was so excited that we came out there. Shout out to her mother, SheikaB28 on Instagram, and Miss Jordan Stevenson. Shout out to you. Want to shine the light on you, young lady.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
I want to send a shout out to everybody out there in Concord, the Concord-Canapolis area. They don't get enough love out there. Everybody's scared of the cops out there. The people need to get some love.
Shine on me.
All right, Donovan Larry in the Morning Madhouse, man. Coming up, Miss Justice got some tickets for y'all. Listen, you want to listen up to the Nosy Neighbor News today because these tickets right here.
Woo!
All I can say is get ready, get ready, get ready. You know we the plug. We got you. It's Power 98.
No limit, Larry.
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Thursday, July 18th, being brought to you by our Power 98 Summer Block Parties. This Saturday is going down in Shelltown. Talking about Shelby, you can join the entire Power 98 family on Saturday, July 20th from 12 until 2 at Holly Oak Park. That address, 809 Holly Oak Road. We're going to have food, prizes, games, and special performances by L. Varner, PJ, and we've added some more people to that list. And the best part, it is absolutely free. It's being presented by Healthy Blue North Carolina. Log on to power98fm.com for more details about that. After two seasons, the Spike Lee Netflix series, She's Gotta Have It, has been canceled. Netflix evaluates the shows on viewership. So if subscribers aren't watching the show, they won't continue with it. Now, there is some good news, though. Season 1 and 2 will remain on Netflix. And Spike has a new war drama that is set to be released on the streaming service. It's called The Five Bloods. And it's starring Chadwick Boseman. He's going to be in that one. No release date for that one just yet. Gospel artist Kirk Franklin is working on his biopic. The project is currently untitled, but it's going to be produced by Devon Franklin and executive produced by Kirk Franklin. It's going to talk about his rise to fame and the demons that he battled along the way. Insecure star Jay Ellis and his fiance have a lot to celebrate. The couple is getting ready to walk down the aisle and say I do a little later on this year in Italy. And the couple just announced that they are expecting their first child together. Nina, that's his fiance, is 4 months pregnant. Congratulations to him. Looks like LeVar Ball's Big Baller brand is out of here. Remember, the sneakers were selling for $495. Y'all remember that? Well, the brand was recently seen at a volleyball tournament selling items with an everything must go sign, and they were only accepting cash. All right. The hats were going for $5. The hoodies were going for $15. And they also had a bundle deal where you could get a pair of shoes, a hoodie, a t-shirt, and a pair of socks for $100. It's out of here. After battling it out for over a year, Jennifer Hudson and her ex-fiancé, David Otunga, have reached a parenting agreement over their 9-year-old son. The agreement was a closed-door negotiation that took 7 hours. The terms were not disclosed, and Jennifer and David are prohibited from discussing the agreement. Happy birthday to Vin Diesel, Summerella, Wendy Williams, Nelson Mandela, and J.D. McCurry. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Power 98. Another Blair the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Insecure star Jay Ellis. She said that he was about to do what with who and what her name is. Alright? He about to do what with who and what her name is. 570 WPET.
Take Power 98.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Power 98 WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is.
Today's letter, Madhouse Nation. Listen up. This person needs your help. It says, Madhouse, I'm very active at church, and over the last 3 years, I've become good friends with another member. We would hang out all the time. Parties, concerts, kickbacks, all that. Anytime she had a problem, she would call me, and I was always there to listen and support. I didn't mind because that is what friends do. Well, recently we went on a trip to New Orleans. Everything was great, or so I thought. When we got back to the airport, I asked her if she would drive me to my car, which was about 10 minutes away. She said no, because she really wanted to get home and get in her bed. Might I add, it was 11:30 at night, and she didn't have anything to do the next day. I had to call an Uber. I felt some kind of way, but I didn't say anything. The next Sunday at church, she completely ignored me. Come to find out, someone at the church told her that she should stop hanging out with me because that person heard that I was talking about her. I'm upset and hurt. I was a good friend and never said anything negative about her to anyone. Should I confront her or should I just leave the friendship alone?
Nah, you definitely confront this person. Because it's too much he say, she say, in between say, they said, in between the mix. So in order for you to clear everything up, I think you should say something.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? So you can let that person know, I wasn't talking behind your back and what's wrong. And that way you can put everything on the table. And then when you put everything on the table, then they can say the way they feel. And then you know what to do with the friendship. So I would definitely address it and say something.
I am the complete opposite. I say when someone shows you who they are, you believe them. This person has shows you that she will take from you, and then she will not give in return. First of all, as a female, you don't leave another female in an airport at 11:30 at night. You know, like, you know, for 10 minutes. Come on now. You just don't do that. I don't think that that's right. Mm. But the other side of that is, so this person didn't have enough respect for you to come and talk to you about a situation that is third hand, fourth hand information. Now, this person just isn't a good friend, period. This person is a good friend and this isn't the type of friend you would want. She's showing it to you and you need to believe her. So I think that you need to hang this friendship up.
I hate to say it, but you see stuff like this when it's a female relationship. Not that it doesn't happen with guys, but you see it more frequently with females. They heard that
somebody. Here comes the
woman hater. No, it's not the woman hater. It's not woman hater. But women tend to, you know how women always say, "I don't have friends like that."
Thank you, Shark. Go ahead.
I don't have friends like that because of stuff like this, because of instances like this where somebody hears something.
Should she confront the woman or not, Burpee?
Jessica, ain't nobody cut you off with that long ass story.
Did nobody want to hear this woman hating today?
It's not should woman hating.
I'm
pulling a Jessica and taking my time to get to my point. No, but should she confront her if she wants to keep the friendship? Yes. If she don't care, no. Move on. So what? Who cares? The girl obviously believe anything that people say to her, so move on from it. But if you care about her and that's truly one of your better friends, then confront her and then see where your friendship is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Goes from there.
All right. Let us know.
Let us know.
Madhouse Nation, 570-WPEG. Madhouse Nation, hit us up. Let us know. 570-WPEG. What should this lady do? Confront or leave it alone? Charlotte's plug is Pot 98.
No limit.
Man, we are back on today's situation. It's one of them today. Jessica, what we got?
All right. So today's letter reads Madhouse. I'm very active at church, and over the last 3 years, I've been become good friends with another member. We would hang out all the time, go to parties, concerts, kickbacks, all that. Anytime she had a problem, she called me, and I was always there to listen, and I supported her. I didn't mind because that is what friends do. Well, we recently went on a trip to New Orleans. Everything was great, or so I thought. When we got back to the airport, I asked her if she would drive me in my car, which is about 10 minutes away. She said no because she really wanted to get home and get into bed. Might I add, it was 11:30 p.m. and she didn't have anything to do the next day. I called an Uber. I felt some kind of way about it, but I didn't say anything. Then the next Sunday at church, she completely ignored me. Come to find out, someone at the church told her that she should stop hanging out with me because that person heard that I was talking about her. I'm upset and I'm hurt. I was a good friend and never said anything negative about her to anyone. Should I confront her or should I just leave the friendship alone?
98, good morning.
I honestly think that she's wasting her time to even send the message to Madhouse because the girl don't care. She didn't care about her well-being. She didn't care about her safety. For her to get from the airport at 11:30 at night, you know how many people are sex trafficking and taking women, taking African-American women? Well, I don't know if she's African-American, but taking people that are foreign-looking or whatever the case may be, or even if you're pretty, they're taking people and selling them. So why would you leave your friend late at night because you want to get to bed? So you selfish. Selfish, and she should have ended that friendship right there and there.
I mean, I don't think you end a friendship over, you know, somebody taking you on a ride. That's kind of petty. But, however, I mean, I think if she had expressed all of that, like she felt all of that way at that time, I think the situation might have went a little different. I mean, yeah, I don't think you end a friendship over a ride. Good morning.
Okay, so first and foremost, a friend shouldn't have to question loyalty. So with that being said, being that she's acting the way she is, she can kick rocks. I wouldn't even worry about trying to figure out what happened because she didn't come to her first and foremost.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah. She can kick rocks because you ain't come to me first and foremost. Yeah. She should have definitely, the other friend that didn't speak to the woman, she should have definitely said something
to her, yeah.
And instead of saying, well, or feeling like somebody said something about you and right. You ain't saying that. Yeah. Good morning.
Well, first of all, her alleged friend, needs to be sent to timeout. And I mean, she needs to face the wall and she don't get any snacks for the day. She is out of line. And absolutely not, I would not reach out to her. Because if you leave me at night, at 11 o'clock at night, for me to fend for myself as a woman, you were never my friend. So if I was her, I would not even begin to reach out to her. Her number, everything would have been blocked from my phone. She would have been blocked from my memory by now.
I mean, you got to think, if you was at the airport and you was going to need a ride either way, unless you drove to the airport. So you already knew you was going to need a ride either way.
But
so, and I mean, people use Uber, people use cab, so I don't
but
know.
It's a hot girl.
I wouldn't have left you out there. Though.
But it's a hot girl summer.
What does that mean, bro?
She was trying to let her go get a hot girl up.
As a female, the issue of safety for females yeah. is very, very serious. That's very
it
real.
Is.
And so being a female, I know that. You know that. And so at no time am I going to leave the person that I went on a trip with, you know, to get an extra 10 minutes. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to make sure that the person, my friend that I went on a trip with, is safe. That's not too much of an inconvenience in a friendship.
She a sneaky friend. I'm guessing the woman who wrote the letter paid for the trip because the friend didn't stop being a friend till they got back. And that's when she left her in the airport.
I mean, she didn't really leave.
Burpees
you grown.
Edition.
But you grown. So how am I leaving you in the airport and you grown? You
I agree with that.
You got means and accessible.
She just asked her to take her to her car.
Yeah.
But she said it was 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
So you can Uber to your car? You going to your car?
I mean, that's what she ended up doing. I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right. For your friend, you were able to help your friend out, and your friend has helped you out in other situations.
So
you
were able to help your friend out.
So I think that yes. that, along with the fact that you were so easily influenced by someone who heard something about you, it's almost like, girl, you were never my friend in the first place.
Well, the thing about it is, it seems like they got a lot of things they need to talk about and they need to confront. That's why I say she needs to confront this person, because either way, if she confront her and she gets the answers that she wants, she's got closure. But if she doesn't, she doesn't have any closure to this relationship. It's like, it's just a wonder, well, why did you think that? And then you go through life and you sitting there thinking that this person thought this way and this person thought that way. And then people end up dying and you like, well, damn, I ain't get a chance to say what I need to say.
I don't want friends that.
Good point, Larry.
I don't want friends that are able to hear from somebody else.
I understand that.
You don't. That this person was talking about you and you don't like it, and then they go with it. I don't
right.
want that
you
type
at.
Of friendship.
Right. So, but that's why I say you.
So
you,
I don't need. I don't. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I don't need to have that conversation with you because you have shown your true colors.
I think people will be at different points in their life. Like sometimes you might be. She might have been going through something and she heard that and she just ran with it because she might have felt that way.
You never know what.
And she talked to her friend about everything that she's going through.
But No, but you know what I'm saying
is, what made her believe it. Like, right, because the other people could have told her was, I know for a fact she told me that she said this about
because you left her at the airport.
Right, right, something like
so
that.
So it could have been one of those things.
Maybe.
I think, yeah, this is why people need to communicate. Maybe. All right, man, we got more of your comments up next. It's Pod 98.
Meineke's got a hot deal that'll cool you off this summer. Stop in and get 50% off an AC recharge. Call or visit Meineke.com to book your appointment. Terms and conditions apply. Meineke, on with life.
Charlotte traffic.
Inbound Brookshire is backing up out past I-85 thanks to a crash around Graham Street. So expect delays if you're coming in on Brookshire this morning. New trouble on Woodlawn Road near Nations Crossing. CMPD still out with a wreck on Seymour Drive at Old Steel Creek Road and a crash clearing Sugar Creek at I-85. Traffic brought to you by
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.